Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Bill Duckerberg is our guest, Dr. Bill Duckerberg, the chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of business at Temple University, and one of the most respected economists in the country, probably in the galaxy. And he's the guy who created the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism 40-plus years ago when he was only 9. He started when he was only 9 and still in charge of the gold standard for small business surveys. Bill, thanks again for being with us. Thanks for helping me celebrate my 16th anniversary. You gave us a good report on the index in the previous two segments, but I wanted to let you get your thoughts on what's happening with Obamacare right now. Bill, you were among the people, along with me and others, who were against Obamacare. We were scorned. We were ridiculed by lots of people, even to the point of being called racists, because we disagreed with Mr. Obama's goal for Obamacare. But truthfully, all we were pointing out was that we know how the healthcare system works. We know the government can't do it, and they sure can't take it over. And everything that we warned about, everything we predicted about, that we were scorned for, has come to pass, hasn't it?
That's right. Everything we said, you know, it would be, unfortunately, it's turning out to be, and maybe even worse than that. It's creating so much turbulence out there. It's really amazing. And, of course, it's not, you know, the math isn't working out very well. Most of the people signing up or trying to sign up are ending up on Medicaid, which just means we pay for them.
Right.
So those are people that were uninsured probably, but we knew they were out there. We know there are a lot of people who qualify for Medicaid, but they never use it until they show up at a doctor's office, and then the doctor signs them up. But we counted them. We should have been counting them as insured, and of course, to make the numbers look bad, you know, the Democrats would count them as uninsured, which was really unfortunate.
Right.
But anyway, they've only signed up. Apparently, they admitted they've signed up 120 or 130,000 people, and apparently most of those were not signed up off the website. So,
right.
Like 30,000 went up off the website. But look at the huge disruption this thing is creating. And of course, we got the president put off a piece of it. So, talking about the job side, if you look at the first 6 months of this year, which were the benchmarking period to find out how many full time and part time you had, 7 out of 8 of the jobs created in that period were part-time jobs. People were getting ready, and then, of course, now this got deferred a year, so I assume that January will start a new benchmarking period for next year when the over 50 requirement comes back in.
Right.
Who knows? I mean, we don't know what it's going to cost us. People can't figure out whether they can get plans. Business owners can't figure out how much it's going to cost to provide health care if they want to. And otherwise, you know, what they should do.
So they're going to continue to be reticent to invest and to expand and to grow.
Absolutely.
Because they still don't know. I mean, let me give you an example, Bill. I have not had a cancellation. I have an HSA. I have a standard policy that I think has been modified to comply with Obamacare. I'm not positive. I know my premiums have gone up. But it's still intact as it was before, because I was grandfathered. But I'm literally not positive that I won't have a cancellation letter any day now, and that's affecting me, because if I get a cancellation letter, I already know it's going to cost me thousands of dollars more in premium, thousands of more in healthcare costs because the deductible is going to go up, and potentially in the event of a sickness or an illness or an accident, it could cost me hundreds of thousands in coverage that I wouldn't have that I have now.
Yep.
That doesn't make me froggy about investing in the future, Bill, because it's uncertainty.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen. And you write that as a small business owner, multiply that by thousands, by millions more, and that's where your economy is right now.
Exactly. You know, one thing for sure, that Obamacare is making hiring a worker more expensive, one way or the other, sooner or later. And that means you're going to hire a few of them right there. And we'll find some other way to get along without them, some new technology, something. It's just going to be a disaster, and it's going to take years for it to kind of settle out, as bad as it is.
It'll be interesting to see the mess of legislation that they'll contrive to try to save this thing. And it would be interesting to watch if it weren't such a tragedy for so many real people. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Congratulations again on 16.
I appreciate you, Bill. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back next month, actually, with a new report. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.